rest of the story. These two friends, Howard and Eugene, were out flying one day in Howard's single-engine airplane. Howard's a good pilot. Gene is, as usual, along only for the ride. Anyway, they're up there darting through the clouds. Howard, as he is inclined, is giving Gene a thrill now and then with artful demonstrations of his aerobatic skill. And then Howard says, "You take over." Gene grins, but Howard is serious. "You take over." He's handing over the controls to a young fellow who has no idea how to keep the plane flying straight and level, much less how to get it out of trouble. But there he is, the stick in his sweaty hand, beseeching, "What do I do now?" It is a logical and a timely question, for already the little craft is starting to nose over. "Well, that's the ground down there. Come on, Howard, what do I do?" And Howard, smiling calmly, utters the necessary instructions, and slowly the plane pulls up, and again it's level, and Gene says, "Thanks for the lesson, now it's all yours." But this is the rest of the story. In the days that followed, Gene couldn't get that brief stick time out of his mind. Less for the exciting experience than for the response of the airplane itself to the manipulation of the controls. Specifically, Gene, as instructed, had pulled back on the stick, and the plane had gone upward, and he had a vivid mental picture of the aerodynamics involved. So he went home, and he invented a golf club. Envisioning the airplane's control surfaces interacting with the flow of the air, he took a niblick. That's what they called a nine iron in 1931. He took this niblick, built up the sole of the club with solder. You see, the niblick was what golfers used in those days to get a ball out of the sand, and the club was not well suited for the purpose. But applying the aerodynamics that Gene had learned in Howard's airplane that day, he created in his own home workshop the modern sand wedge. After 2 weeks perfecting it, Gene stuck it in his golf bag, the club head downward so competitors couldn't see his secret weapon, and guess what? Gene entered the prestigious British Open golf tournament the following year, and largely due to his invention, he won that prestigious tournament. Practically overnight, the secret became a worldwide sensation, for Gene, the immortal Gene Sarazen, would go on to distinguish himself in his sport as have few in its history. In fact, only three other golfers, Hogan, Player, and Nicholas, only three others have ever matched his stupendous career grand slam. But now, Americans, when you reflect on the invention and the inventor of the sand wedge, I hope you'll remember the day Gene Sarazen went flying with aviator pal Howard Hughes. And you will envision, as Sarazen did, the elevator in the plane's tail assembly going down and the airplane going up. Up? Wait a second. Sarazen got it wrong. As any pilot knows, you pull back on the stick, the elevator goes up. That's what makes the airplane go up. But if Gene had known that, his sand iron would have buried itself, and maybe him too. He had it backward, but because he got it wrong, he got it right. And now you know what that means, because now you know the rest of the story.